Jess in with you this morning. Now, we've spoken to Dr. Noman Jawad, who's a GP here in Mossbrook, a couple of times on the show to talk about the lack of GPs and the lack of doctors in our area and just why that is. And we thought we'd get him on this morning for a bit of a catch-up, a check-in on the situation. Dr. Jawad, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, Jessica. I'm not too bad. I have a bit of a time off, so I'm feeling pretty good. Thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm also about to embark on time off, so it must be the time of the year to be doing it. Now, Dr. Jawad, we caught up probably a fortnight ago, maybe, to have a chat about the lack of GPs in the area. Obviously, the situation wouldn't have changed.
No, unfortunately, I haven't got any response from the federal government or the health minister. As I mentioned to you last time, that I have written the fifth letter with a lot of evidence with the petition, and the election was going on. All the politicians came to me, and no response, no movement. Like, the local communities cried. The different small and big, organizations are supporting me, even from SCON, Denman, Maribor. They all very helpful, and they realize very well what is the shortage of doctors, but the actual response has to come from the federal government.
Mm. I also did reach out to the federal government and to the health minister's office. I did get an initial response that he wasn't available for a chat, and I understand with the pandemic he would be very busy, but this is certainly something that is just as important, because with the pandemic, of course, we've got the rollout of the COVID vaccine to GPs in regional areas such as yourself. So that's an additional task that you're taking on, which we as a community appreciate. But the problem is that you're not being able to, get it done as quickly or get as many people in to get the jab, because you simply don't have enough GPs to do it.
That's exactly right. So we have received the COVID vaccine, and everyone knows that this is limited supply from the government, but we are not enough to deliver it. So we need to have a qualified doctor who has done a course, which is myself, and a qualified nurse who has to do a course to deliver it. But we are not there all the time. Mm. So we cannot be, because we are covering the other areas. So again, it comes to the shortage of doctors. So this COVID vaccine is so important to be delivered, and in the countryside as well, because when we are safe over here and there is less cases, we are more vulnerable to get the disease. So while we have nothing else left besides the vaccine to boost our immunity to fight against it, so not much disease over here doesn't mean to say we don't need much vaccine. We need more than anyone else. And we have the vaccine, and now we can't deliver in the same pace as it should be, because we are not available. We are very, very short.
Mm, exactly. And, that's obviously not the only thing that falls behind when you have a lack of GPs. It's the general health of our community as well, And you've told me of numerous situations where people just simply haven't gotten into a doctor in time.
Oh, absolutely. I've got 100 examples to give with evidence, and they are my patients and other doctors' patients and the community. I'll give you a general example. For example, a young man have a tummy pain, and they went to the Motherbrook Hospital, and the doctor was assessed, and he's not too bad. And they say, maybe you have appendix or so, but there is no clear test for that. They're very competent. All the doctors who work around here are very competent. They said, go and follow up with your GP. Make sure I've done the blood test and everything. Make sure you see Dr. Jawad or whoever your GP is. And this fellow has been calling the next day, all day, and he couldn't even get through the phone. It is not his fault or our fault. It is just we are so overworked. Sometimes and he gave up. He's a little bit sick. And he go to bed, and he's rolling and tossing all night. Not too bad, and jamming the strong painkillers and everything. And this poor fellow doesn't know what to do, and he has been actually sympathetic to us that, okay, they're not available, fine, I'm not that sick. But he becomes sicker and sicker in the next 48 hours, and he will end up in the Motherbrook Hospital again, and one of the surgeons will cut open his tummy, and he may be full of pus, busted appendix or something. So he maybe nearly missed the septic shock. And in case if he goes into a septic shock, there is 35% mortality to die. So what I'm trying to say is that because of the shortage and unavailability of the patient to follow up with us, our follow-up is the same, like 6 to 8 weeks. We can't help that, because this fellow has to be seen by us, and we are happy to see him if he get to us. But it's that bad that he can't even get to us. So the people can die, and I've got 100 examples like this, and probably there have been casualties or morbidities because of this shortage.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Jouad, lastly, what is it that would help this situation? What is the fix?
Okay. I think that Joel Fitzgibbon also followed up with me, an interview with you. So I don't want to confuse the community with difficult words, but what I'm trying to say in a simple way is that the government, they assess the towns all over in Australia and in New South Wales state that which areas are deprived for the doctors. And they label it, and according to that, we are allowed to appoint the doctors from local and overseas. But they do not think so that we are deprived. It's called a distribution of priority areas. So they think so we are not in the priority area for the shortage. So this is a technical issue. That besides, honestly, I want to tell government one thing, that besides abusing their assessment criteria, I think so I want to alert with the high pitch of my voice that please, maybe their assessment is not wrong, but they're not considering it properly, the local need of Muswellbrook District and the areas around. Maybe their assessment is okay for the other areas in New South Wales, but not for Muswellbrook. They have to answer us that how come the waiting time is 7 to 8 weeks. I want to request the Health Minister and the federal government just randomly pick up the phone and try to get an appointment on the phone in any doctors in Muswellbrook and the surrounding towns, even in Scone. They will be shocked to know that it is 100% true, a lot long waiting time than they expect. So what I'm requesting for the government is to change this condition, which is a restriction on Muswellbrook town, to yes, and in this way, we will have a good influx of the doctors, and please do not put back the restrictions. And what are the maximum numbers of doctors which we can have in a few years? That should continue for a long time. So this is the actual solution.
Exactly. Well, Noman, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yes, thank you very much, Jessica. You have a lovely time off.